Hello, wonderful parents and parents-to-be. This is Bob, your host from Parenting Genie, and welcome to our Parenting Powerhouse podcast. We're excited to share that we'll be bringing you two episodes every week. Join us every Tuesday for insights, tips, and expert advice on the incredible journey of pregnancy. Then, every Thursday, we'll dive into the world of parenting and postpartum challenges. So, whether you're expecting or navigating the adventures of parenthood, Parenting Genie has got you covered. Let's jump into today's episode. Episode 2, Newborn Care Quiz. Hello, wonderful parents and parents-to-be. I'm Bob, your host, and you're tuned in to another exciting episode of Parenting Powerhouse. Today, we continue our journey with Parenting Genie, your go-to source for expert insights from pregnancy to parenting five-year-olds. In our last episode, we unveiled the magic of Parenting Genie, transitioning from virtual parenting hub to broaden our expertise. And now, in this brand new episode, we're diving even deeper into the fascinating world of parenting. What better way to explore this exciting journey than with a quiz focused on newborn care? So whether you're actively participating or simply enjoying the ride, let's kick off this episode and delve into the magical realm of parenting. It's time for the newborn care quiz. Let's get started. Question 1, sleep position. All right, first question. What is the recommended sleep position for a newborn to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS? A, on the stomach. B, on the side. C, on the back. D, it doesn't matter. The correct answer is C, on the back. Well done if you got that one right. Placing your baby on their back for sleep is crucial. This sleep position has been proven to significantly reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. It allows for optimal breathing and is the safest position for your little one during sleep. Question 2, feeding schedule. Now let's talk about feeding. How often should a newborn be fed in the first few weeks of life? A, every 4 hours. B, on demand. C, every 2 hours. D, once a day. The correct answer is B, on demand. Newborns have their feeding schedule based on their needs. Instead of sticking to a rigid timetable, it's crucial to feed your baby whenever they show hunger cues. This helps in establishing a strong and healthy feeding relationship, meeting their nutritional requirements. Question 3, fontanelle's purpose. Moving on to question 3. What is the purpose of the soft spot on a newborn's head, known as the fontanelle? A, to allow for easier passage during birth. B, to absorb shock and protect the brain. C, to aid in teething. D, it has no specific purpose. The correct answer is B, to absorb shock and protect the brain. The fontanelle is an incredible design feature in your baby's skull. It allows for flexibility during the birthing process and provides a cushioned area, safeguarding the delicate brain tissue from external impact. Nature's way of adding an extra layer of protection. Question 4, tummy time. Let's talk development. When is it recommended to start tummy time with a newborn? A, immediately after birth. B, after the first month. C, around 3 to 4 months. D, not necessary for newborns. The correct answer is A, immediately after birth. Early birds get strong neck muscles, right? Tummy time is an essential exercise that helps your baby develop neck and upper body strength. Initiating this practice from the very beginning sets the foundation for their physical milestones. Question 5, umbilical cord stump. Hygiene matters. How should you clean a newborn's umbilical cord stump? A. Clean it with alcohol after every diaper change. B. Avoid touching it until it falls off naturally. C. Apply antibiotic ointment daily. D. Clean with warm water. The correct answer is D. Clean with warm water. Gentle care for our little ones always. The umbilical cord stump is a delicate area that requires special attention. Cleaning it with warm water helps in promoting natural healing and reduces the risk of infection. Avoiding alcohol ensures a gentle and non-irritating approach. Question 6. Wet diapers or nappies? Next up, diaper or nappy duty. What is the average number of wet diapers a newborn should have in a day? A. 2 to 3. B. 4 to 6. C. 7 to 8. D. 10 to 12. The correct answer is C. 7 to 8. Keep track of those wet diapers, our little hydration heroes. The number of wet diapers is a good indicator of your baby's hydration and feeding. Consistently having 7 to 8 wet diapers a day suggests that your little one is well fed and properly hydrated, contributing to their overall well-being. Question 7. Car seat position. Safety first. How should you position a newborn in a car seat? A. Facing forward. B. At a 45 degree angle. C. Facing backward. D. Upright position. The correct answer is C. Facing backward. Safety hug for our little travelers. Placing your newborn in a rear-facing car seat is crucial for their safety. This position provides optimal support for their developing neck and spine, reducing the risk of injury during sudden stops or turns. Question 8. Newborn reflexes. Let's talk reflexes. What is the purpose of a newborn's reflexes, such as the Moro reflex? A. To enhance vision. B. To protect against loud noises. C. To startle and grab onto objects. D. They have no specific purpose. The correct answer is C. To startle and grab onto objects. Little acrobats in the making. Newborn reflexes, like the Moro reflex, are natural responses that help your baby adapt to their environment. The startle reflex, in particular, is a protective mechanism that allows them to react to sudden changes, enhancing their overall safety. Question 9. Brushing baby's teeth. Oral hygiene time. When should you start brushing a baby's teeth? A. As soon as the first tooth appears. B. At 6 months. C. At 1 year. D. When the baby starts eating solid foods. The correct answer is A. As soon as the first tooth appears. Early dental champions. As soon as that little tooth makes its debut, it's time to introduce gentle dental care. Using a soft baby toothbrush and water ensures proper oral hygiene and sets the stage for a lifetime of healthy dental habits. Question 10. Safest sleep environment. Last question for today. Safety is paramount. What is the safest sleep environment for a newborn? A. Sleeping with soft toys. B. Co-sleeping with parents. C. Using a firm mattress in a crib. D. Sleeping on a soft surface. The correct answer is C. Using a firm mattress in a crib. Safe dreams for our little ones. Creating a safe sleep environment is crucial for your baby's well-being. A firm mattress in a crib, free from soft toys and loose bedding, reduces the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and ensures your little one sleeps soundly. Congratulations to everyone who participated in our newborn care quiz. We hope you enjoyed testing your knowledge. If you want more quizzes and parenting tips, don't forget to subscribe to Parenting Genie. Hit that subscribe button and also visit our website at parentinggenie.com.au for even more valuable resources. Before we go, here are 5 quick tips for newborn care. Practice safe sleep by placing your baby on their back. Keep the baby's room at a comfortable temperature. Wash your hands before handling your newborn. Schedule regular checkups with the pediatrician. Cherish those precious moments with your little one. Thank you all for being part of the Parenting Genie community. Until next time, happy parenting. Thank you for joining us today on Parenting Genie. We hope you found valuable insights that will support you on your journey through pregnancy or parenting. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our upcoming content. We'd love to hear from you, so leave your thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions in the comments below. Remember, we're here with you every Tuesday for all things pregnancy and every Thursday for parenting and postpartum tips. For additional resources, visit our website at parentinggenie.com.au. Connect with us on social media and let's build this supportive community together. Until next time, happy parenting.